promise you get your 5 minutes. It's Mr. Jim Duffy.
Thank you very much for setting this up, Ashford Alliance, and I appreciate the opportunity to give a little bit of the insight on why I'm doing this. My name is Jim Duffy, and I've been asked the question a number of times, why are you getting into this race? Well, part of the answer is right there in front of me. It's my granddaughter. I am so afraid of what's going to happen to my children and grandchildren with the way the country is going, the debt structure that's being created, and the potential inflation that's going to come out of this debt structure, that they will not have anywhere near the lifestyle that my parents and that my wife and I have had. A little bit about myself. I'm almost 70 years old, and I know I don't look it, I'm just another pretty face. I've been in business, in the business world, for about 40 years. One of the aspects of that business world, which would fit right in with the political rhetoric that we hear so much going on, one of my first forays in a small business area was in the portable toilet business. And with the political rhetoric that's, like I mentioned, that's going on, taking crap off of people is what you have to put up with, and that's what I did for about a year and a half back in the early 1970s. Then I moved from that to the waste handling business and sold garbage trucks for about 2.5 years, and then from there went into the real estate mortgage business for the last 37 years. So I went from semi-solid waste to solid waste back to Mother Earth. So I'm pretty well prepared to get down and dirty, which I won't do, by the way, in the political arena. It's my first run for public office, and I really look forward to upping the dialogue and hopefully bringing some information and perhaps fresh insight to the system. A couple of of the things that I am concerned about. I am a fiscal conservative, constitutional conservative. I think that things that are going on right now are trampling on states' rights so vigorously. And another one happened today, by the way, when the House of Representatives passed a disclosure legislation that's going to just basically wipe out the First Amendment. So we need to take a look at that. It passed by one vote in the House, so we need to stop it in the Senate. I've been married for 44 years. I have 3 sons, 8 grandchildren. I went to Avondale High School, Georgia Tech. I've been was in the Navy for 7 years, the last 5 of that on a nuclear submarine as a reactor operator and a radiological controls expert. So I'm an intellectual, but I'm not a an academic, as it were. I'm pretty smart. And I can see things that make complicated issues into simple issues by analyzing them properly. I'm an active supporter of the Tea Party movement. I've spoken at a number of those functions around the state over the last several years, supporting the fair tax. And I think that talking about jobs for the state, if we were to implement a similar program to the fair tax in the state of Georgia, it would bring jobs to this state more so than just about anything else we do, in addition to cutting spending. I'm an old-style Republican. There's been a lot of issues that have come up over the last several years that it's hard to tell which side of the fence you might be on as far as being a conservative or being a liberal. And I don't really like labels per se, but the things that are going on, you get labeled in some way, and you've got to sort of take a tack. The Republican Party tends to be more in line with the way I feel and the way I see things, although there's good in just about anything that you put out there for somebody. It's just a matter of what's the best for everybody or for the most people in the republic that we live in. The state senate and the people that represent the districts, as was alluded to before, we not only represent this district, but we represent the state and in some cases the things that we'll be considering will have national importance, i.e. if we get involved with legal issues that are coming up in Arizona and some of the other things that we might get involved with as far as immigration is concerned, and the health care bill that was passed that it seems like the majority of Americans do not want. So things will need to be done legislatively and or judicially to perhaps do away or to change those things. So we would be involved in those, not just for the district, but for the state as well. National security is an issue. We've got to seal the borders. There are ways that it can be done, and done fairly quickly, and then we could address the things that are of concern to most everybody, and that's treating people fairly. They got here illegally, but they're here now. We need to do something about it. We would not just send them helter-skelter back home. We would make some provisions to be humane about it, and it can be done in a fashion that would not upset many people except those that want to keep their power base by having those folks here. Educational system that we've got is another area where jobs are important to the state, and upgrading our educational system to take into account the needs of business and those kinds of things. We could implement programs that would help the families of students become more in tune with what's going on in the schoolhouse by developing mentor programs for students that need help. Business would be interested in doing that. The nonprofits and the faith community could also get involved with help in that regard. Another thing is cut the expenses. The state has 180 school boards. That's ridiculous to have that many school boards around the state. It's also ridiculous to have 159 counties, but you know, it's just hard to do anything when you've got that much top-heavy bureaucracy in any system. So we need to consolidate, we need to streamline, and we need to get this state on a fiscally conservative path again and work to the same thing with the country. I want to thank you for your consideration. If I can give you any more information after this is over, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.